listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Liberty Ford in Vermilion at 4215 Liberty Avenue. Come on out and see us here. Come out and check out the beautiful Ford vehicles that are here on the lot and in the showroom, and that's where I am, in the showroom. We are giving stuff away, you know, an autographed football. We've got other neat giveaways for you. We also are going to have some free food from Arby's available through the entire time that I'm here, or the rest of the time that I'm here, which is until 3 p.m. Nathan Zagura is in our studio in Berea in the Dog Bowl, and this is Wednesday. This is a day, Nathan, when head coach Rob Chudzinski meets with the media. He had some interesting things to say today. Am I still with my guy, Nathan?
You're still here.
Oh,
yeah.
There you are. No. Oh, I was doing a very cool. I wasn't sure because I know we had.
I didn't know if you wanted to. If you were trying to get the sound played, we do. You're teasing me up. Okay.
I'm teeing you to tee it up. Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Yes.
Clumsy way of doing it. Radio 101.
It was a tee. It was definitely a tee up. I didn't know if it was for me or for our great producer Dano.
I don't know if it was for me. I'm like. Okay. Which
cut does he want? I was wondering too. I thought you were just going to kind of pick one there, Dino.
Keep you guys on your toes. All right.
I like him. So here you go. You're right. Notorious. He stopped by. Had some very interesting things to say about this matchup today for this Sunday, obviously, with the Chicago Bears. And one of the interesting things is that Josh McCown's coming into this game with throwing for at least 348 yards. He's got 8 touchdown passes in the last 3 games. He's thrown for 348 in all 3 of those. And Chud was asked, why is McCown playing at such a high level?
I think both McCown and Cutler are very good fits for their system. And, you know, you watch the game, and he's making very good decisions. You know, he's getting the ball out, accurate, running at the times he needs to run and make plays with his feet. And he's just playing real good football. And obviously the people around him are making a difference too, in that, you know, they're getting open and they're pretty formidable guys.
You know, when you hear the head coach or any football person refer to guys being good fits for the system, I mean, it's a compliment certainly to Mark Trestman, the head coach there, and what he's done. But in some ways, it tells you a little bit about those quarterbacks, because that to me is code for they're really good fits for that system. Maybe in something else, you don't really know for sure what it would be. McCown is working out well. He's having a career revival as a replacement for Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's playing well there, but I think it might be a little bit, if it does become, and we talked about this on yesterday's show, we won't hammer it today, but if it does become a case where Jay Cutler does hit the open market, regardless of the team, Browns or another team that is interested in him, or if they tag him and try to trade him in Chicago, be wary, maybe, of the fact that he's fitting really well in that system. Does he fit well in other systems?
But isn't that okay, right? I mean, Rich Gannon had the best period of his career, and I know there are some comparisons right now being made between McCown and Rich Gannon when he was in a system that fit his skills very well. And obviously it is a quarterback-friendly system, but I think it's also a team that features two of the best receivers and probably the best receiver tandem in the National Football League, and I would argue that that has every bit as much to do with McCown's success as the system does, because Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall, you're talking about two guys both over 1,000 yards receiving this season with 3 games still to go, two guys who have the most receiving yards combined of any duo in the National Football League. So I think that there are a myriad of factors, as it were, coming together to help Josh McCown play so well. So it's interesting. You caught on to him saying about the system and is he a good fit for that offense, et cetera, McCown in Chicago. Well, Chud was also asked how good of a fit is Jason Campbell for the offense of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think that from a system standpoint, he's been in it and he's had success in it before. This last game, you know, I think that he played very well. As I've mentioned, his decision-making, leadership on the field, running when he needed to run, making first downs and making plays, you know, was impressive. And, you know, hopefully he can continue that, you know, and I think that his experience and maturity have really helped in that regard.
Well, there's no question it's an audition for Jason Campbell to see what this team might want to do with him after this season. 9-year veteran, not exactly the perfect fit in terms of those years for a team that is certainly on that curve of wanting to be younger, looking at that ideal age range of 22 to 27 on the roster. You see a guy like Brian Hoyer, certainly in his fifth season in the NFL, being a much better fit in that regard. And he might very well be a more talented quarterback. We don't know that for sure. But Jason Campbell, coming off that performance at New England, that made a statement. And it showed me, and it showed certainly this coaching staff, of what he can do if he's fully healthy, and the more and the longer that he's, you know, that he's being part of this offense.
Listen, Jason Campbell started four games so far this year for the Cleveland Browns. In those games, he has thrown 9 touchdowns with only 3 interceptions. That, to me, is very, very impressive. He's had 3 games with 2 touchdowns and no interceptions in it, and he's averaging 298.5 yards per game. Granted, that number inflated by the 391 last week. He hadn't been over 298 in any of the other 3. But Jason Campbell, outside of the Cincinnati game, which was easily his worst outing as a starting quarterback, has been very, very good. Very, very efficient. And let's say you throw that Cincinnati game out and you look against Kansas City, Baltimore, and New England, 2-3 pretty darn good defenses. He has 8 touchdowns and no interceptions in those 3 games. He's averaging over 300 yards passing per game in those games. So he has been very, very effective when given the opportunity in this offense. And again, a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's got Josh Gordon. And I think right now a quarterback with Josh Gordon is going to be good. I also think there needs to be a serious tip of the cap to Norv Turner for getting this offense prepared on a weekly basis, moving Josh Gordon around, allowing them to make plays every single day. Because when you look at this, this offense right now is in many ways one-dimensional. Now, hopefully against the Chicago, and we'll get into later why with the numbers, they will have more balance in being able to run the football. But this has been, for the most part, a one-dimensional offense dependent on throwing the football with only one playmaker who's been consistent. It was great to see Jordan Cameron back in the mix, but it really has been one guy. And not only that, they've scored on their first drive, which is the most heavily scripted usually portion of the game, in 3 straight games. That's a tip of the cap to Norv Turner. And the fact that they've thrown for more than 370 yards with 3 touchdowns in 2 straight games, given everything that I just talked about, is also incredibly impressive to me. And I think Norv Turner's done a heck of a job, and Jason Campbell's done a heck of a job in 3 out of his 4 starts. He's had 3 starts that I would rate as pretty much flawless, and he had the one bad one against Cincinnati.
Norv Turner's done an amazing job. I think that's been the real key to what this football team has been able to do despite all these injuries at the quarterback position. That is an offensive coordinator's nightmare. And when you really look at the limitations that he has had with regard to only one true great receiver in Josh Gordon, and yes, Jordan Cameron's been a good one and sometimes really good, and I think he's put himself back into Pro Bowl contention here, but it's limited. You're not getting much from anyone else. Devon Bess has not made the impact. Greg Little has not made the impact. There's no running game to work with. This has really been genius work on the part of Norv Turner. I'm going to give him more than a tip of the cap. I'm giving him, I don't know, something, maybe one of these little footballs here. That would be a nice little trophy.
A nice firm handshake.
And a firm handshake. Something. The guy has done an incredible, incredible job. All right, let's take a quick call here very quickly. George in Chardon wants to join us. George, what do you got?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Notorious VIC and Master Z. I like it.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, you know, the question, I had a question and a comment. Number one, my question is, when was the last time a Cleveland team had a star player at any position, I don't care whether it was the Cavs, Indians, or the Browns, and kept them past his original contract? And I'm talking about Gordon. Mm-hmm. Number two, I think the Indians, based on past, or the Browns, based on past history, the way to go is not the draft for a quarterback. I would love to see him get a guy like Jay Cutler. I would love to see him get a free agent, quarterback, experienced quarterback, and parlay that with a running back and maybe a couple of players on the defensive side of the ball. Then I think this team has a legitimate chance next year to be a playoff team contender. If we go back to the college draft route, you know, I'm afraid it's another 2 or 3 years, and by that time, a guy like Gordon, you know, another team is going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Fair point, George, and we appreciate the call. I think that's really good insight. Obviously, it's incumbent upon the team to, you know, make sure you keep a guy like that under contract, a guy like Gordon, and I don't think there's any doubt that he's staying put. But your points are well taken about developing versus what you can have hitting the ground running. We are going to have a guy who can weigh in some great thoughts on this very shortly. Brian Billick is going to join us. He will be on the call for Sunday's game for Fox Sports. And he works also for NFL Network. That is coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And I am broadcasting from Liberty Ford in Vermilion. Come on out and join us here. Get some free food from Arby's. Sign up for some of the giveaways. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR.